Welcome to the audio introduction for Personal Values, written by Chloe Lawrence Taylor and directed by Lucy Morrison. Performances run until the 17th of May, with evening performances Monday through Saturday at 7:45 p.m. and matinee performances on Thursdays and Saturdays at 2:45 p.m. The show is 1 hour long with no interval. Access tickets are between £14 and £17.50. To become an Access member, please go to our website and fill out the form on our Access page. As you enter the Hampstead Theatre, the box office is directly to your left. If you require any assistance, please ask a member of staff. The cast for Personal Values features Holly Atkins as Vida, Rosie Cavaliero as Bee, and Archie Christoph Allen as Ash. As you enter through the studio door, you will turn left and then right as you walk along a corridor. This will bring you out into the performance space. The seating is in an L shape, the short side to your direct right as you enter the space, with a long side that connects to its end and continues left. Opposite the seating is the set itself. It is a busy, jumbled room of a house with two walls made out of chipboard. One long one directly opposite the long seating bank and one short one across from the short seating bank. Together, they mirror the L shape of the seats. On the short side wall are two high cup shelves, each full with plastic water bottles, thermoses, a kettle and cups. Each shelf has hooks with mugs hanging off them on the front. Below the shelves, green glass teacups and saucers are also hanging off the wall itself from hooks. On the right-hand side of the long wall is another shelf set lower down in the wall. This also has an abundance of objects on it: cooking utensils, pots, crockery, a chopping board and Tupperware containers. Above them, pairs and trios of ornate service spoons and forks, a cake slice and a soup ladle and fish knives are fixed to the wall as if they were once proudly displayed. Next to them is a brass-necked lamp with a red lampshade. The next section of the same wall, its middle, has a series of randomly arranged, sized and framed pictures. Some are old photographs, some are faded landscape paintings, and some are of flowers and feathers. Next to the pictures stands a tall floor lamp, also with a brass stem and a red lampshade. The rest of the wall, left of the lamp, to its end, is occupied by three shelves, barely visible under the amount of stuff and objects on them. There are stacks of CDs, board games, old duffel bags, ancient cameras, photographs, pictures, and a pale pink lamp. The pale green floor of the stage is almost entirely obscured by boxes of objects and stacks of old records. The front of the stage has a square of slightly clearer floor. At its edge is a blue and white foldable fabric stool that the character Bee uses during the play. Beyond the front of the stage, the rest is raised in a series of steps, creating levels, though it is hard to discern where they start and stop underneath all the stuff. On the raised step underneath the short wall is an old dusky pink armchair with a faded paisley pattern on it and wooden feet. There are also several washing baskets with various amounts of clothing in them towards the front of the stage.
Hello, my name is Holly Atkins and my pronouns are she, her. And I would describe my skin colour as a sort of pale milky beige. I don't have any visible disabilities. I am able-bodied, I guess. As a character, I would identify as... I usually tick the white any other background, and I would do the same for my character. My character is British. My character is called Vida Kavanagh. And she is female, and her pronouns are she, her. Her age is a matter of debate. She's a couple of years older or younger than her sister, Bee. There's not really referred specifically to in the play. So all you need to know is that I'm a couple of years older or younger than my sister, Bee. Body type, I suppose sort of medium build, curvy. I have platinum blonde / white hair in a very short, clean bob. And moving... That's a difficult question. How do I convey character through movement? She's quite a direct person, so she gesticulates in quite a direct way. She's quite nimble-footed as well. She doesn't mind a bit of a dance. And she's well-dressed, her sister says, never knowingly underdressed. And she wears quite clean silhouettes, oversized, slightly cut off the body. in quite plain colours. That's it.
My name is Rosie Cavaliero. My pronouns are she, her. I'm white and I don't have a visible disability. My character name is called Bea. She would be identified as white British. She's she, her. She's in her 50s. Body type and shape, she's quite short, 5'3" and quite curvy. My character's hair is a sort of pale brown with a few blondy bits in it. It's a sort of bob length, just above the shoulder. It's straight. My character conveyed through the way I move, I always like to think of her as a little mouse scuttling along, because she's in this house with all these objects and things. She's created a little sort of track for her to move around in. So I feel she's quite stealthy, quite mouse-like. my character's clothes, they're quite worn. They're charity shop bought. She's in a faded blue collarless shirt that might have belonged to her father. She's in a pair of charity shop trousers and a pair of sort of comfy, sort of quite cheap lace-up grey trainers. She doesn't really wear jewellery or makeup. So she's quite plainly dressed, but clean, very clean and well presented.
My name is Archie Christoph Allen. My pronouns are he, him. I'm white and I have no visible disabilities. My character, Ash, is straight. His pronouns are he, him. He is 6'2", so he's tall, and he's 17 years old, and he's got fair blonde hair that kind of falls in a parting, and he's quite anxious. He's an anxious teenager, so he moves quite staccato, and he's wearing in scene one, or act two scene one, he's wearing a green Carhartt hoodie and some red trainers, and in scene two he's wearing a black suit.